There is no high school in Baltimore County that's in worse shape than Lansdowne High. The county is planning to renovate the school, but State Comptroller Peter Franco says Lansdowne should get a new school. And that isn't happening, he says, because the community isn't affluent and doesn't have much influence. But as WYPR's John Lee reports, Franco's motives are being questioned.
So one of the big areas that has been...
Franco recently took a walking tour of Lansdowne. Teacher Jim Malia pointed out damage to wall tiles and floors.
There's a lot of this horizontal and vertical cracking. And as we go down this hallway on your left, the wall's actually bowing in towards the middle of the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Malia says the walls are settling and moving. Franco says if this was his house, he would be troubled.
It's difficult to fix if it's a foundation problem.
Principal Ken Miller took Franco outside.
So we're just going to look outside this door.
To see an exterior brick wall.
Take a look at the wall and look up top and look at bottom. You can see how it aligns and it just kind of bows out into the middle.
Lansdowne opened in 1963. It has no air conditioning. There's water damage. The building has 7 floor levels and is inaccessible. Rather than replace the school, Baltimore County plans to renovate Lansdowne and not make it any larger. Franco chalks that up to the fact that the Lansdowne community is less affluent than other parts of the county, and it's being told to take it or leave it.
The community here deserves what everybody else is getting.
But the last high school built in Baltimore County was in 2013, in Dundalk, not one of the county's more affluent areas. Since then, high schools in the county have been renovated. Pete Dixit, the executive director for facilities management, says the county usually renovates high schools because they're so expensive to replace. The Lansdowne renovation is slated to cost around $60 million. A new high school would cost at least twice that. And Lansdowne is getting a new elementary school, expected to open in August. At the last county school board meeting, Nick Stewart, who represents the Lansdowne community on the board, questioned the comptroller's motives. Franco has been feuding for years with County Executive Kevin Kamenetz over air conditioning in the schools. Stewart said he decided to skip Franco's walking tour.
And I, for one, have chosen not to be a part of using our kids as footballs to score points in a high-level game of campaign politics.
Renovations at other high schools have included additions, but Lansdowne is not crowded. The county does plan to build 2 new high schools, one in Towson, the other in the central northeast area, to ease crowding in those areas. Pete Dixit says the Lansdowne renovation can deliver a 21st century school in 2 years. If the renovation is killed by the school board, the money set aside for that project goes away. Stewart says if the state wants a new school, it needs to put its money where its mouth is and cough up more than half of the cost, up to $70 million.
Unless and until that time, we cannot consign our kids to many years, if not decades, of deeply upsetting conditions at Lansdowne High School.
Franco says Baltimore County could afford to build a new Lansdowne High School if that was a priority. Principal Miller says, sure, he'd prefer a new school, but the clock is ticking.
We as a community, the school, the students, the teachers, we can't wait.
The school board is expected to get a look at the proposed renovation plans at its meeting next week. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.